Welcome to the Weekly Hotspot, where your hosts, Mistress Delia and me, Ms. Olivia, talk about sex. Today, we're talking about sex research. So, Ms. Delia, don't you think we qualify as sex researchers?
Oh, absolutely we do. We deal with sex, sexuality, fantasies, shame, love, everything, like every single day. I've always been drawn to sex and everything about it. Sexuality is fascinating. So, yes, we are researchers.
And yet, we are not attached to the Kinsey Institute.
I know. Too bad.
We are not published in Psychology Today, although truthfully, I think we should be, because we hear more about the real sexual desires, sexual concerns. We hear more sexual honesty, I think, than psychologists or therapists do.
Oh, I think so too. There are things that you can tell your mistress that you can't tell anyone else. There's a level of privacy and anonymity that extends into our distance domination sessions that I think goes beyond what you can get in an office somewhere.
I was talking to this guy who had gone through a very bad divorce. And one of the reasons for the divorce was that he and his now ex-wife were not sexually compatible. He didn't have a lot of experience with BDSM, kink, fetish play, but he was very curious about it, wanted to explore. She most decidedly did not. Mm-hmm. And that could have been a symptom of their relationship. It could have been the cause of the friction. I don't know about that, but he was going to a therapist and he was also going to a sex therapist.
Ooh.
He got on the phone with me and we talked about a whole variety of things, including how do you explore the kink and fetish world, BDS, how do you find people who are into BDSM in your state or your city? How do you go to fetish conventions? What do you look for in a partner? How do you behave? Like all of this kind of stuff, including the psychology of sex. And he actually said to me, you know, this has been the best money I have ever spent. You have been so much more helpful in a very practical sense than either of my therapists. I can now stop therapy. And I might add, his call ended with a happy ending.
Fantastic. Fantastic. To be honest, I have talked to people similarly who have had maybe not, you know, a divorce or ending of a marriage, but concerns, questions, worries. Is this normal? Mm-hmm. I feel really weird about this fantasy, but I can't stop thinking about it. Should I really suck a cock? I mean, what do you think about this? And through processing and talking and finding out the whys and the triggers and everything, you can really, really help someone work through this unsettled feeling to embracing something about themselves that they never really knew.
So you mentioned sexual fantasies. I just found this fascinating study. It's a 2-year sex survey of 4,000 people, men and women, and it's about their sexual fantasies. Now, this is not a general population survey. The people that answered the survey, I would think, are a little bit more adventurous than someone who's completely locked up and doesn't want to answer the survey. But this was done by a research fellow at the Kinsey Institute. This research on human sexuality is just absolutely fascinating. What really strikes you about this research based on your own personal experience with sexual fantasies?
Well, there were a couple of things that kind of just jumped out at me. And they weren't like aha moments, because I think doing what we do, speaking about sex every day, doing distance domination, giving advice every day about sex, not much of this surprised me. And I thought about the people that I talk to. And I speak to doctors, lawyers, law enforcement, politicians, clergy. I speak to so many, you know, different kinds of people that none of this really surprised me. It was pretty amazing, though, that people would come forward and that the research, the thing that I really did like was the research in this study was kind of all mashed up together. And you could see trends among different political groups, between men, between women. It was really fascinating to me, I thought.
One of the things that the study found is 65% of the people that responded to the survey fantasize about having pain inflicted upon them during sex. Mm-hmm. And 60% fantasize about inflicting pain on someone else during sex. I think that is a larger number than the stereotype is. Although the stereotypes kind of got uncovered with the extreme popularity of that idiot book and movie, Fifty Shades of Grey.
Right?
Like it was just, it's horrible. It sucks. But the popularity of that really begins to point out, oh my God, there's a lot of people who are curious and interested, right?
Oh, yes. It really did bring BDSM into the mainstream. And I will be always thankful for that. That's probably the only thing I can say about those books because they're so off base on what safe, sane, and consensual really is. But it was almost like a freeing experience for many people. And then sex toy companies started making the 50 Shades kits and little ticklers and little light bondage kits. And it made it more accessible and more out there. And you didn't have to hide it because it was a movie, many movies that made lots of money. So it was more mainstream and less taboo. And I think that let a lot of people kind of start expressing themselves.
I wish they had broken it down from men and women because obviously, you and I do distance domination. We're femdoms and mistresses in our personal lives and our professional lives on the phone, Skype, sexy texting sessions. I know from my personal experience that there are a lot of submissive men that are looking for a femdom, and there are femdoms. But there tends to be more male dominance and submissive females than female dominance and submissive males. But I think more and more women are becoming willing to explore natural dominant tendencies. What do you think?
I think so too. And this is my anniversary month. So I've been here at LDW for 9 years as of this year. And one of the things that I've noticed in research studies and articles about sex and sexuality make me kind of reflect and look back on things that happened back then versus things that are happening now. And I would say over the past couple of years for me too, that the trends are changing, that women, where before I would talk to a lot of men who were just frustrated at not being able to express themselves or being afraid to express themselves. It seems like in the past couple of years, women have become more, I have some power. And maybe it's just the climate.
I think sometimes it's hard to talk to your partner, especially when you've been married for a time or you have been together for a certain amount of time. It's hard to talk to your partner and say, I would like to explore, and then fill in the blank. Because the real and valid fear is that they go, oh, you're a freak. That sucks.
Right.
You're disgusting. I don't want to do that. Or equally damaging to the erotic pleasure is the person who goes along with something, but it's obvious that they're not into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Those types of situations are both just sad. There's this hesitance among people, men, women, whatever, where they're just not willing to explore. Think about the woman who really wants to be submissive, but the man really also wants to be submissive. So you haven't had a case where opposites have attracted. You have two people who want the same thing. And they could probably use a mistress or a dominant couple to really help fill up their relationship. But bringing someone in to that sacred bond is almost taboo. And they don't want to do that either. So it's uncomfortable.
You've talked to me about how you as a mistress help men who can't get their wives to be the dominant.
Right.
And yet you can set them up with a way to frame their marriage so that in their mind, they are submitting to their wife.
Oh, every day.
I think that is a brilliant workaround for the problem of two submissives who are married to each other.
Right. And what I like about this is it doesn't throw kink in anyone's face. But you're a man who is submissive. You want to serve your wife. There is absolutely no reason why you cannot serve your wife, even if she's more submissive. You can pamper her, bring her exactly what she wants in the morning, learn her routines, be there. What this does is not just satisfy some of your fantasies to serve. And yes, it's true. The man may be just doing these things with no real command from her. But when you frame the marriage like that, that wife is going to feel especially pampered. And that is going to increase the happiness within the relationship. Instead of it being a stressful thing, it's going to become an expected thing. And the things that I've found that happen with that, when a man starts serving his wife, bringing her coffee, giving her massages, worshiping her feet with pedicures and things, at first she might think, oh, that's sweet, that's wonderful, I like that. But if he stops, she misses it. And therein gives a little bit of that DS dynamic. It may not be that she's wearing leather every night with a whip, but he can start to feel that tug of power exchange, which is a beautiful thing.
And it saves the man and the woman having to say what they want. This research is in a book called Tell Me What You Want. Mm. The science and sexual fantasy. Some of the things that really stick out in my mind about the research, that the researcher said he was surprised at the number of women who were curious and fantasized about group sex, BDSM, and non-monogamy.
Right.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised at all. At all. Because every day I speak to people who, men, who want to be cuckolded, okay? Let's use that as an example. Who want to see their wife fucked by a bigger, better cock. And these might be pillars of the community.
Yes, they often are.
They are. But they've got such kinky fantasies, and then they've got guilt that surrounds that. And one of the things that I try to let people know is, you're normal. We are sexual beings. The reason why we're here is because of sex. Sex is such a normal and integral part of all of our lives. No matter how you identify sexually, what your thoughts are, what your thoughts are about sexuality, it all kind of comes down to sex at some point.
When you talk to vanilla friends of yours and you disclose that you're into kink or BDSM. Obviously, we don't do this with everybody, but there are people that are very straight-laced that I have said, this is what I do. This is, you know, what I'm into. This is why I'm going to be gone this weekend, that kind of thing. I am constantly surprised at the number of women who are very straight-laced who are like, oh, tell me more about that. And this research backs it up that a lot more women are curious about things like BDSM, multiple partners, non-monogamy, things like that, than the stereotype of, oh, you're kind of freaky because you want to go to a sex party, right?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I had to, it's funny. I have a trainer that I work with, and she is just fantastic and fun and amazing and, you know, pretty straight and narrow, I thought.
Yes.
And it was more a slip of the tongue than me disclosing anything about myself. Like, I really didn't mean to. She was talking about getting together for like just an extra workout session. And I said, I can't. I am going to this fetish party. And like, she looked at me, I looked at her, it just tumbled out. It just tumbled out because it was all that I had been talking about on the phone to people. I had blogged about it. And she said, really? Can I send you some of my erotica and you tell me what you think? And I was like, oh my God. And I read this incredibly fucking hot scene of just a man coming over and her being taken in the most intense, wild way. And I was like, holy shit, I know something new about her now, don't I? I love it. And since then, we have become not just, you know, trainer and client, but we've become really good friends. And since that slip of the tongue of mine happened, it just opened the door for us to kind of talk about naughty things and kink things. And she talks to me a lot about questions about sex, and it has really helped her. It's so neat.
Based on earlier research or the more common research, people say women like your trainer are way more straight-laced than we found when we disclose what we do or how we feel or how we spend our private life with women like her, because I've met her. And wow, she looks very straight-laced. She acts very straight-laced.
Yes.
Scratch the surface and you've got a kinky motherfucker.
Oh, yes, you do.
I think books like Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus do a disservice in terms of sexuality, because men think, I'm a sexual being. And then they think that women are less sexual or not as sexual or not as assertive, not as aggressive, not as passionate. This research backs up that that is not the case.
Exactly. Sex is where the mind is. It's where the mind lives. It's the most interesting thing.
Were you kind of encouraged looking at the numbers and realizing, oh yeah, so I'm not a freak?
You know, I know, you know, just because of what I do and that I've been able to be here for 9 years doing and talking about what I love talking about, that I knew already that those would be kind of the numbers that I would have expected. I don't think that there was anything kind of skewed about those or anything strange that popped out at me. But I looked at them and went, yeah, that sounds about right. That's what I deal with kind of every day. And it was just so nice to have something professionally done that backs up, I think, what we both already know.
I know it, and I've always been sexually adventurous, even before I got into kink and BDSM, power exchange, and that sort of stuff. There's a pull towards the quote unquote social norm of being a good girl. I'm really clear that I would not be happy as what is commonly described as a good girl. I'm polyamorous. I'm bisexual. I like variety. I am a sensual sadist. I enjoy vanilla sex, kinky sex, fetish sex. I enjoy that and I own that. And I would never be happy and complete as a person if I had to deny or not explore that part of me. And yet I find myself perhaps portraying myself as more straight-laced than I really am when I'm amongst vanilla people. Do you do that?
You know, I do. And just to kind of take a step back, and I will get to that. There was something that everybody knows about me and my husband, Jack, because you read about us on my begformistress.com blog. People know that we have a very kinky life. People can read on my blog the story of how we met. But something that I've never actually talked about that's kind of interesting is the time when Jack decided he didn't want to be kinky anymore.
And no.
Honest to God, I talked to, like, I went to a therapist and just said, I can't, what am I going to do? I can't do this. Because at the core of who I am, the very center, the foundation of our relationship was built on kink. And whatever he was going through at that time, and this is about 15 years ago. Yeah, about that. He just was like, yeah, no more kink. I don't want to do this anymore. He was feeling some shame or something, but we were able to work through it. And I was like so thankful because without that kink, without that, I would not have been able to be who I was. And that just wasn't acceptable to me. That would not have been, like you said, a happy life for me.
This is one of the reasons why we do this podcast, yes, so that we can talk about the things that are kind of not talked about. Real conversations about sex, sexuality, how to do stuff, what works, what doesn't, all of that kind of stuff. I love doing the weekly hotspot with you, Ms. Delia, and I love hearing new things about you. I didn't know that Jack wanted to take a vacation from kink. That's interesting.
It was not it. It was horrible. I cried. I just like not like I like from the core of my being talked to this female sex therapist and I just like I broke. I wept. I was just devastated because it just almost like, oh, we almost didn't survive that. So I think I'm putting that story out there because I think that's important for people to hear because it's not just that I'm super sexual with this great kinky husband and it's all been rainbows and butterflies because it hasn't. And I think going through those experiences with Jack and coming out really positive on the other side is really great when I talk to men who are married or even talk to couples who need some advice because I've been through it. It hasn't always been easy, but I've walked through the hard stuff and, you know, through someone else's embarrassment and a little bit of shame and thankfully came out happy on the other side. But it's so wild that sex can be such an important part of our lives that it can make or break a relationship.
That's a really good point. Sex can bring you closer together. It can rip you apart. And that's one of the reasons for the weekly hotspot, so that we can kind of share our experiences, which we both do on our blogs. My blog is experiencemistress.com. Delia's blog is, I love this, begformistress.com. www.thebestofthebest.com. If you have a question, comment, whatever you want to talk about, send us an email. I'm Olivia at EnchantrixEmpire.com. And Ms. Delia is Delia at EnchantrixEmpire.com. Delia, this was so great to talk to you about this. Thank you for indulging my little geeky fascination with research.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I didn't plan, nor did I expect to kind of talk about that with me and Jack, but it was amazing to kind of say that. It feels kind of freeing. I'm feeling really good right now that I said to that. And it just shows what this fun little podcast that we do that's all naughty can really be a great place to listen and talk and reveal and learn from. And it's amazing to me. So thank you all for listening. If you have any questions, email us, as Miss Olivia said, but you can listen to all the Weekly Hotspot episodes on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. Each episode can be heard on Cock Radio on Spreaker at 1 p.m. Eastern every Monday. Thank you so much for spending time and listening with us today. And remember, stay sexy and stay hot.